Hello and welcome to another worldwide godcast of the universal utterings. I'm your host, evangelist, and poet, Thomas Cruz Wiggins, and today we continue our practice as we conclude chapter 7 in the book of Sirach. Our practice today is in verses 34 through 36. Do not avoid those who weep, but mourn with those who mourn. Do not hesitate to visit the sick, because for such things you will be loved. In whatever you do, remember your last days, and you will never sin. Our God reminds us daily that we should be living the corporal and spiritual works of mercy, as I remind us today what they are. The seven corporal works of mercy are feeding the hungry, giving drink to the thirsty, clothing the naked, sheltering the homeless, visiting the imprisoned, comforting the sick, and burying the dead. The seven spiritual works of mercy are teaching the ignorant, praying for the living and the dead, correcting sinners, consoling those in doubt, consoling the sorrowful, bearing wrongs patiently, and forgiving wrongs willingly. When you accomplish these on a daily basis, you seek to serve the will of God, living goodwill for salvation. If you've never cried openly with someone who is mourning, then you haven't felt the vibrations of God in open prayer. And I recommend you truly hug and hold someone you love when someone close to you dies, or even holding a dear friend when they lose someone special in their lives. The feeling of being considerate comes when consoling the sorrowful, initiating love, faith, and hope of Christ's mercy and grace. It is the haiku I've written today to celebrate the ability to mourn. The haiku is a Japanese poetic form that consists of three lines with five syllables in the first line, seven in the second, and five in the third. Listen for them as you hear the poem out loud. Amen. This haiku is called Souls Consoled. Raindrops softly fall, healing tears in mourning hearts, love shared, souls consoled. Amen. Join me as we pray our daily prayer of forgiveness. I am sorry, Lord. I believe you died and rose for me. Please forgive me as I forgive others. I share you as my Lord and Savior, seeking to live your will in all things. Prayers for my wife, Tony, and my mother, Betty. We pray for our children, especially our two oldest, Alexandra and Alan, our son-in-law, Mark Stern, Julian, Gabriel, and Jeffrey, and our grandchildren, Oliver, Julian, and Elliot. We pray for those we've said that we would pray for and those who've asked us to pray for them. We pray for the dying as we do each day, Lord. Give them peace in their last breath. We pray for Holy Mother Church. Our prayers continue for a little boy named David Alexander to be born in February. We praise God. Thank you, Jesus. And in Jesus' precious blood, by his name, do we pray each day. Amen. I am a poet, obedient to Christ, Catholic evangelist, Thomas Cruz Wiggins, Spirit-led, God-inspired, Christ-fed, living my life as Ephesians 6, verses 17 through 20 depicts. Today, my poem comes from the study of Sirach 7. We pulled a little haiku out of Sirach 7, 34 through 36 today. The verses of our practice. We have a two stanza poem, ongoing, tri lines, and an ending. It's titled, Avoid Not Weeping People. Avoid not weeping people. Mourn with people mourning cry. Sick visit, hesitate not to climb the steeple. Love displayed for you, you'll never deny. Do you whatever makes life sweeter? Days last remember. Sin never repeater. Amen. I'm Thomas Joe Cruz Williams. It's January 6, 2024. We're recording this morning at 4:59 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. Thanks again for joining us across the world on UniversalUtterings.com. We continue to practice, pray, and proclaim what it means to be Spirit-led, God-inspired, Christ-fed. Amen. To my beautiful wife and soulmate in Christ, Tony, I love you so much. Have an awesome day in the Lord. God bless you, my friends. God bless each and every one of you. Your Universal Utterings is brought to you by God Church Ministries Incorporated, a not-for-profit 501c3 certified ministry. And you can learn more at UniversalUtterings.com. Again, thanks for joining us today as we continue to practice, pray, and proclaim what it means to be Spirit-led, God-inspired, Christ-fed. Amen. Again, my beautiful wife and soulmate in Christ, Tony, I love you so much. Let's have an awesome day serving the least today. We're in Moms in Need, handing out diapers today at our church. Taking some time to work with the Knights of Columbus as we continue to pass along the good news of Jesus Christ. Amen. We close today at 7-Eleven. Oh, thank heavens for 7-Eleven. A good friend of mine once said to me, and Universal Utterings each day, as we close thinking of John and Marie, as we often do, in prayer, and say, God bless you, John. And we close in Jesus' sweet name as we honor our brother-in-law each morning. Jesus. 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 God bless you in Jesus' name. Amen. Thanks for joining us again. Visit the sick, mourn with the dead. You'll find some crying tears of grace. Amen. God bless you.